summer I'd soon forget. Yeah, and the autumn ought to change ya, rearrange ya. Yeah, and the autumn ought to change ya, rearrange ya. The clocks went back last night, sipping coffee in the morning light. I'm turning pages, reading headlines, trying to find some truth. I'm turning pages, reading headlines, trying to forget about you. Now I'm walking out in the rain. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. Where was I going before I met you? Where were you going before you met me? Now I'm walking out in the rain. Tried to find the truth, I tried to break on through. I walked the line, put in my time. Like a fool, I fell for you. I walked the line, put in my time. Like a fool, I fell for you. Now I'm walking out in the rain. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. Where was I going before I met you? Where were you going before you met me? Now I'm walking out in the rain.
First solo album was 77's The Idiot. And how big a part did David Bowie play in your emergence as a solo artist?
Well, I mean, put it this way, before I made that record, I was a street person in LA, basically, and I'd been kind of stymied by the entire music business and a really disastrous manager in general, and drug problems and drinking and general carousing, you know. So at the time, I could have put together kind of just a stock rock band, something glam, something tasteless, but I didn't want to do that. And it was really timely that he suggested basically two things: getting out of LA, and which is great, and making an album together, which was a good idea, because I think had he not come along with that proposal, I probably wouldn't be talking to you now.
Really?
I'd be playing somewhere, probably in 42nd Street or something, you know, something like that. So it was a good stroke, you know.
You're listening to Steel City Music. You're listening to Steel City Music, your host Gunner here. And of course, I had a chance to have a chat with my old buddy, Heather Valley. I guess she's my old buddy now. We've known each other for 2 years. How long does it, what's the extent of timeline where you can call someone your old buddy or your old buddy? I don't know. Her and I just get along. It feels like I've known her forever, to be honest. She just reminds me of so many different people in my life from my past that I just feel like, yeah, she's just sliding right in there as another one of the schnooks that are in my life. And I tease her quite a bit too. I just get along with her that way. So, sorry about all the jokes about your arm, by the way, Heather, when you're listening to this. You'll find out in the interview. Her and I had a chance to chat on, it was January 29th, and just about the upcoming Akmar show. But here's the thing. As I explained in another, just before another interview with Steve Deeps, I got word on Saturday that some of the pre-recorded performances have to be rescheduled now. So you can find out updates on all of those things at hamiltonwinterfest.ca, and they will explain, and they will tell you when they're being, when they're going to be aired online. All right, so let's just do that. So without further ado, here's that really cool interview I did with Heather. A lot of joking, a lot of laughter, a lot of fun as always with Heather Valley here on Steel City Music. On the line with me right now is Heather Valley, who will be performing February. I think, are you February 9th? Is that what you are?
I'm February 11th.
February 11th at the Akmar Estate. When I was talking to, and this is all part of Winterfest, and you're going to be performing, or it's a pre-recorded venture that you did as part of Winterfest. Now, was it a half-hour performance that you did?
Yeah, it's right around a half an hour, and it will air at about 12 noon from the HamiltonWinterfest.ca website.
Yeah, this is going to be fun and exciting for me to talk about this with you, because I got into it with Steve, and I was like, because he's at the White Hern, and he did it, and he said he had a lot of fun. There was like a two-camera setup, and it was fun for him just to perform and not be on the other end of doing things, because he does the Cotton Factory, the mule tied thing, the mule spinner, right? So he's always, he's doing all the technical end, but he said he got to perform. He just brought a guitar this time, didn't bring the piano and everything. He did it in their dining room, and we were joking about, you know, I was like, you know, I'm such a chicken, you know, he is to a bit to an extent, but it was in the daytime, so he was okay. And I asked him, said, did you actually get a chance to pick where it was, or these four places? And he goes, no, they just assigned it to me. And then when I read that you did the Akmar, I said, I bet you she put in a word. I would bet $1 million that she said, give me the Akmar. Give me the Akmar. I want to be in that creepy hallway. Give me the Akmar. And here you are at the Akmar. Is that how it played out, or did you just get the Akmar?
I think I can say it was more of a psychic manifestation.
Here she goes.
You know, I have just kind of been enamored by the Akmar Estate since I've lived in Hamilton. It's such a fascinating building, and the grounds are incredible. And the fact that it's right there in the center of the city, like right by Mohawk, it's just something that I've really wanted to have an opportunity to tour on the inside, and this all just completely fell into place as though it was meant to be.
Yeah. Again, you are so lucky for all of this to happen for you, because your personality and the fact that you and I, full disclosure to everyone, is if they've ever haven't heard an interview between you and I, you recorded some of your last material. You would go to a farm which was haunted, and at least you thought it was haunted, or you believe it's haunted, and you scare the crap out of me when you tell me these stories. So, but you recorded some great music there and used the ambiance and the natural acoustics of some of the hallways there. So you going to the Akmar with that giant, beautiful hallway was just like, oh, well, this is a no-brainer for her.
Oh, wow. It felt very closely connected to the farm that I spent that time at previously as well. Mm-hmm. I remarked on that being in that hallway, because you can kind of feel the history when you're in a space that has that longevity and has that interesting backstory in terms of, you know, the family that founded it and then the nuns that lived there for a great period of time.
Yeah.
And it hasn't actually been updated.
Right.
You know, so you can feel it in the space that you're physically in.
Does that also reflect in your performance wise as well? Like, do you feel like a little inspired by it?
Definitely. Yeah. I knew where I was going to be. They had shared a photograph with me of the hallway. And I feel like in the rehearsals leading up to that performance, there was kind of like a dialogue going back and forth around the aesthetic of the space and the aesthetic of the music.
Right.
So for whatever reason, I was inspired to perform this entire set on electric guitar, which isn't something that is particularly typical.
Right. But that hallway, that, and there's a picture, you can see it on Hamilton Winterfest, that you're mm-hmm. performing at the old Victorian style moldings that they have and how high the ceilings are. And it looks like a rather long hallway, but for electric guitar and reverb, it must have just sounded incredible in there.
It was really unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it gave a completely different complexity to the sound that I was getting out of the guitar and out of the amp. And vocally as well, because you know how you kind of, you have this feedback loop, you react to what you're hearing in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just very, very special and very unique and very connected to the place.
That's cool, man. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be great. I love seeing stuff like that from afar. Like I think COVID's perfect for me. So well, it looks very well lit too, by the way. So I guess I can't act like such a chicken if I was in there, but that's cool. So you put together a half hour set. What music did you perform? Was it, like 60% yours, 80% yours, and maybe a couple covers, that sort of thing? Did you attempt that, or was it just going to do all your own music?
So this is all original music, all music okay. that I've composed. And I decided that I would do half the set featuring new songs that I've written over the course of the pandemic mm-hmm. and recorded in studio with Aaron Goldstein at Baldwin Sound.
Oh,
so
hey,
this is
great.
Kind of the debut.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it like working with Aaron Goldstein?
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He is just, he's exactly in the right headspace for the type of sound that I'm going for.
Right.
Which is, you know, that Americana sound with the pedal steel.
He's always been the guy, the go-to guy, honestly, for the last 14, 15 years that I know of. Like in my friend groups and in music peer groups, Aaron, I think at one time, played on everyone's project. I'm not joking. Because, what, like you just said, he's a great guy. He's got the great headspace on for country and for even heavy rock, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He's played with everybody, like from like different versions of Junkhouse, stepping in to Lee Harvey Osman, doing guest spots with the Constantines, Brian Webb, that sort of thing, from the Constantines. And you're always seeing him, like always playing with all these different country artists. And everything he does just sounds fantastic. So it makes total sense to have him work with you. Now, did he do the producing and some mixing, or did he mentor you anything in like songwriting, anything like that?
So I brought my songs to him and to the team that we were working with.
Oh, so it was a whole
and
team.
Yeah, like between Aaron and I, we chose to work with certain session musicians who okay. are just incredibly talented people. So what we did was I brought the songs in and we jammed them out, and then we recorded the drums and bass live off the floor. And mm-hmm. then we added, in many cases, we just used the original vocal takes and we added what we didn't have in that room with us after the fact. So it felt really natural to bring these songs to this space and to perform them live, because they were recorded live as well.
Good for you. This is good to hear. And this was all like the new stuff then, like just how many, like just 3, 4, 5, 6?
So the first three that I perform are all brand new. And mm-hmm. then the three after that, I chose kind of a selection of some of the better known songs from the music that I've released.
Right. Good. This is going to be very exciting. I'm very happy that you did this. I think this puts you in, this is going to, you know, put you in the right element for people to absorb your music. Because sometimes when you see an artist, and especially in your case, because there's, you are not just one one dimensional. And when you and I first met, it was you had a 90s alt sounding band at a Hamilton, mm-hmm. right? And you had short hair and your hair was like blonde. Right, and it was just like, and it was all sparkly. Remember the promo shots? You guys were all in white and sparkly, and I was just like going, "Oh my god!" Like they're really going for it, right?
Yeah.
And then so I was like, but that's how I knew you. I'm like going, "Oh yeah, that's Heather, and this is the band, and another crush." And then I totally got sideswiped when you were doing the Americana music because you were. It was just like it wasn't just like something you picked up. It was like you have a great passion for it. So the two styles of music made me appreciate who you are as a performer, because there's this you can't really be pigeonholed. Now I'm not saying that you should go into a rap album, but if you did, I wouldn't hold it against you. Let me just put it that way.
Well, I will tell you, I can't say too much about it, but I have a very interesting new project that will also be coming out that I've been working on with Mike Brenner, who's a pedal steel player I collaborate with out of Philly, and okay. It will open up a new dimension.
Oh, well, good. and having us talk, just said all those things, is that the best way for you to operate, is to do a couple different styles? Because I was when I wrapped up an interview earlier with Ethan Paxton, and I asked him, you know, especially, you know, this time of this lockdown and this COVID thing, you know, what are you doing to keep yourself inspired to do what you love? Mm-hmm. Do you some paint, you know, Tom Wilson paints, some write books, that sort of thing, you know? So do you do the different styles of music to keep you inspired to do music?
Well, I think that my own tastes as a listener are fairly broad. And my favorite styles, like the closest and nearest and dearest to my heart, is Americana, singer-songwriter, alt-country. Basically, the influences that I draw from for the Heather Valley Project.
Yeah.
In addition to that, though, you know, historically, I had loved alternative rock. So that was where my friend Dave Habza had this idea of doing a 1990s Redux kind of concept band. And that was what you met me around.
Yeah.
But I also really love lo-fi and post-rock. So
post-rock has never gone away.
It never has. Honestly, I keep listening to everything from the early 2000s, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like explosions in the sky and Mogwai every day.
Sure, yeah.
But because of those varied tastes in terms of what I listen to, mm-hmm. I feel like I need to express myself by making reference to those, not necessarily even consciously. It's just sort of what my heart draws me to.
Yeah.
So shifting from one to the other certainly gives me a bit of a break and the chance to gain inspiration and then come back refreshed to the other styles.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you mention other artistic pursuits, because I've also been writing a book in the background for the last few years.
And there you go.
Coming close to completing that project. So I really do feel like most of the artists that I know are very multifaceted, and we're starting to see them portray all of these different dimensions to the art that they create, especially over the course of the pandemic. You know, we've had a bit more time to create.
Yeah, that was the Melissa McClellan from Lady Bird Sanctuary. I was chatting with her the other day, and three albums, you know, they're putting out, the White Horse are putting out three albums. And I almost felt, God, like, I'm so lazy. You're putting out three, you know, three albums. And I was like, how do you do that? You know, but, you know, they recorded a whole bunch of songs, and then they listened to the second part of the songs and went, well, this could be its own album. And then the third one was a 70s country style album, you know, so I get it, you know, but I do kind of feel lazy when you hear about that. And now that I'm hearing that you're writing a book, I'm like, oh my God, I got to get it into gear, you know?
Well, I mean, I think that no matter what people call you, lazy is not an accurate one. I know you are a very busy man. So.
Well, yeah, I know, but it just makes me laugh when I hear people doing all this stuff. I'm like going, I can't even figure out, you know, if there's enough fuel in the snowblower. This is like going to be a whole day for me. And I'm not even joking. When I'm done talking to you, I'm going to go out in the snowblower and go, why did you turn off the other day? And then, you know what? I'm going to be checking everything. And then I'm going to get so mad because I'm like, she's writing a book. Oh, and she's recording, doing post-rock with this other guy with pedal steel probably. I'm like, I gotta get that other website on the go. Not that I'm competitive, but it's kind of like when you hear other people, like in the middle of a pandemic, have it down, you're like, God damn it. It's a little bit of a piss off. Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music. I'm chatting with Heather Valley. She did a pre-recorded performance at the Ockmar Estate, and we've been chatting about that. And it is coming up on February 11th, and that's a noon. It'll be online. And so go to HamiltonWinterfest.ca, check that out, and then go online and watch her performance. She's going to be doing three new songs and some of the repertoire that she's put out over the last couple of years. Buddy, thank you for taking the time to fill me in on what you've been up to. On another note, how's your right hand?
Oh, my right hand is pretty much completely back in action.
Okay.
So okay. I'm very happy about that because not being able to play guitar with a sprain for a while was right. A special kind of hell this summer.
Yeah. And full disclosure to you, I laughed and I laughed at that because I thought only her, because here you are busting your tail at the Casbah and your guitar player. And then I looked online and went, no. And it was like, yeah. And this look on your face was just like, mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, look at this. Look what I did. Super. How did you do it again?
That was a very heroic fall on rollerblades.
Oh, no. You're on rollerblades?
Yeah. I was on rollerblades.
You weren't saving a child's life in a car accident. You weren't doing rollerblades.
I mean, I guess I took the 90s throwback thing too seriously.
I'm sorry, I had to ask. Okay, one more question before we wrap up the interview, buddy. One more. This is it. Just to let you know, Ethan Paxton is on record that he picked Godzilla versus Kong is coming up. Who are you picking, the lizard or the monkey?
I think I got to go with the lizard because he is basically like a walking nuclear power plant, and the monkey is just a monkey.
You're the best. I'm going to put you down for the lizard with Paxton. I only have one person pro monkey, Kong, and that's the Wellpel Records people. So there you go. All right. Closer to the airing of our of this movie, I'll be coming back to you to have a big discussion about Godzilla versus Kong. Please be in prime shape. Do not hurt yourself so we can do this. All right, Heather, thanks.
All right. Thank you very much, Gunner.
Sweet sun. been my longest night, I can tell. By the way,
walked
nice heaviness on the back end of that song. That was Ohio River from Heather Valley, and you heard Whip Poor Will, a Jason Molina cover, and her track Emily in that set. Thanks for the chat, Heather, and the laugh, and I do believe the Akmar is haunted. Just like everything in Hamilton for me. Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music you're listening to. And closing out this set, I guess we'll just continue on with the tradition that we did with Steve Deeps and Heather Valley, both Americana, indie, soul mixture, and country and rock and all those fun things. So we'll continue on with the closing out the last part of this set with that. So you will hear at the very end, a beautiful song by Don McLean, Vincent Starry Starry Night. Also, a bluegrassy country kind of feel to it, The Devil Makes Three, Old Number Seven. I really like that tune. This one was a request if I could play some Jerry Rafferty, so I got to that in this set. So I'm slapping her in. Jerry Rafferty fits in with this right down the line. His track, and you know from he had other big hits, so but this one just kind of fits it. Iron Wine, who I fall in love with more and more every time I play their music. I get all like fanboy like. I don't know why I get like this. Could be COVID, who knows, maybe too much isolation. cover of Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. It's just great. A great duet with Audrey May and the White Buffalo. With the tune called I Got You. It's a heart tugger. It's a definite heart tugger. So yeah, it fits. So I'm putting that in this set as well. But starting it off, Danny Vera, who reminds me of Garnet Rogers here out of the Dundas, Hamilton area. The great folk singer, Garnet Rogers. Something about the timbre, maybe the guitar. Bunch of things, but here's Danny Vera with his track Roller Coaster, starting things off on Steel City Music.
Here we go on this roller coaster life we know, with those crazy highs and real deep lows. I really don't know why. And I will go to the farthest place on earth I know. I can travel all the roads you see, 'cause I know you're there with me. You don't have to slow me down, 'cause I will always be around. I will find my way back home, where magnolia grows, where magnolia grows. But I guess you know why I do what I do and where I try to fill that empty space inside, but I can't do that without you. You're even with me in my dreams. I see us sail the seven seas. I will try to find my way. You're always there.
I will go to the farthest place on earth.
road that you see, 'cause I know you're there with me. 'Cause I know, oh, I know you're there with me.
Hearing about your bitch, you know your devil's tongue. I just wish that I was still the one. Every single thought inside my head, telling me that this old heart is dead. But I ain't got no brains in my heart. But I got you in my veins, in my blood, and I got you making me insane, and boil my blood like there ain't no other love. Hearts aren't always red, they're black and blue. But I got you.
Ain't about the dishes or your piles of junk. I'm just sick of you being drunk. Every solitary bone inside of me, telling me that it's my time to leave. But I ain't got no bones in my heart. No, I got you in my veins, in my blood. I got you straight.
find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I will be waiting. Time after time. Time after time. Time after time. Time after time. Time after time.
What'll it be?
Everything.
What do you mean?
Long in the short places, short in the long places. It should be from both the future and the past. Something a child would do to a doll.
You're listening to Steel City Music. I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Till I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's, low number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. Thank you, Jack Daniel's, low number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and I know I can't stay here too long, 'cause I can't go a week without doing wrong. Oh, without doing wrong. Starts to grow roots. I'm feeling like an old worn out pair of shoes. Oh, tell me, what is it that I should do when I'm a swimming in the liquor only halfway through? So I'm watching as his wings spread as wide as could be. Oh, come on now and wrap them around me, 'cause all I wanna do now is fall to sleep. Oh, come down here and lay next to me. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniel's, low number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and up here the bottle never runs dry, and you never wake up with those tears in your eyes. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniel's, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deeps. Oh, to the fiery deeps. Drinking in heaven. Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night,
You took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Why were you born?